What is going on, dads, and welcome to The Betwixt, recorded on Sunday, July 4th, 2021. We're your hosts, Drew and John, and thank you for joining us tonight for some Nintendo, and happy 4th of July. I like it, very punny, Drew.
Yes, happy 4th of July. I'm excited to be here. How's it going, John? How's you and your family on this wonderful 4th of July?
I'm enjoying the 3-day weekend. I love holidays. I'll say it every single time. I used to not get them, but mostly relaxed yesterday and today. I mowed the lawn, very American thing for me to do, and then I getting ready to go over to the Brolos place for a few hours. Nice. A little barbecue and play some games in the backyard, that sort of thing. So it should be nice. And yeah, just relaxing. We watched Mysterious Benedict Society has been on Disney Plus. And I am a fan of the books. I've only read the first two. And I swear I read them before I had kids.
Okay.
But I got my daughter into that book and then she ended up reading the first three. And now my son's reading the first one, but then they announced the show and my daughter and I were like super excited for it. So, and it's been really good. So,
Been, I've enjoyed it. I've been watching that as well. The weather here has been shitty. It's been raining, John, nonstop since
I love that kind of weather.
Thursday.
Mm.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today, I think tomorrow's going to be it's going to be like a mid-70s, partly cloudy tomorrow. Yeah, it's been like in the 60s and just raining every day. It's depressing. I can't do anything. So we've been doing a lot of movies. We went to the movie theater yesterday, first time for the kids since the pandemic.
Yeah, what did you see?
We saw the new Boss Baby movie.
Oh.
Boss Baby 2, something business is bad. I don't know. Don't ask me. It was fine. It was cute. It was good. But me and my wife have been watching a lot of movies as well. We've been watching the new Amazon Prime movie with Chris Pratt, Tomorrow War. Thought it was excellent.
Oh, okay.
Really enjoyed it. It had the vibes of like Prometheus meets, what was that movie with Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise, like where they keep almost like a Groundhog Day, every day keeps repeating themselves?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes. So this was like a Prometheus meets Edge of Tomorrow type vibe for me. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It's like almost like 2.5 hours, so make sure you give yourself some time. And then we watched R.L. Stein, you know, the famous Goosebumps author, Fear Street. Have you heard of this?
You told me about it.
It is. So it's a three-part thing. It's three movies. It came out Friday, next Friday, and the following Friday. Okay. And like the first movie takes place in 1994, and then the second movie takes place in 1978. And then the third movie is 1666. So it's kind of like they're interconnected in a way. And it was intense. It was like, I don't want to say scary because I'm not really like afraid of scary movies. But it had a lot of those jumps, which for me is I'm not a fan of the jumps. It gets, you know, all the lights are off in the house. We're watching it. I'm not a jumping type of guy. Mm. But that was good, too. I enjoyed that. So two good movies if you guys are looking for something. We watched Benedict as well. Loki, we've been watching. It's just been a lot of TV for me and Mario Golf. But what else? I like you said earlier, the 3-day weekend. I got that. That's nice. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
No cookouts, though, for me. They got pushed back until next weekend.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah. Yep. We got,
I figured
family.
There'd be a pool party today.
Well, no, not 65 out. We got...
Get in the pool.
I know. We got some relatives coming from California so next weekend, so we kind of pushed it all back to next weekend.
Okay. You going to show them the eggplant?
No, we're actually going to my brother's house.
Well, you can bring the eggplant. Just tie it just tie it to the top of the car and bring it over. Does he have a pool?
They don't have a pool, but they do those little, like, you know, like those like 10-foot blow-up pools. Should I just bring it and put it in? It pick up the entire pool and just lay on top of it.
Throw it in there and jump in and then just don't move.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, we're doing a kiddie pool today, too. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to bring my swim trunks and everything.
Those things were last summer were like short.
My swim trunks?
No, the pools.
Oh.
It was just for like a short in the United States. At least out in New England.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything that. Yeah,
people were buying them for like $50 to $100 online.
Well, and then streaming from them, right? True. Because that's what I'm going to do. No. Yeah. No, a lot of stuff like that went like totally missing in the early parts of the pandemic. And like I've mentioned before, desks and like everything. It was weird, but yeah, I think you can find them now.
Oh, yeah. 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 I think so too.
Hot tubs are popular.
Hot tubs.
I started, I know you're playing way too much Mario Golf
and
I'm going to be really curious to see when you temper down because you've already dominated the game now. I don't know what's left for you to do.
Double star clubs.
Double star clubs, I guess. I need to earn some star clubs for this.
Single star club every single character. Three or four characters with double stars.
Double stars
is a whole new level. It's a lot more points. You gotta really grind.
Right, because you need like 1,000 for the first set and then like 3,000, right? For the
gold. Yeah. Yeah, the double, yeah.
I mean, most people are just gonna get the gold for the character they like and that's it. And you're gonna just go ahead and do it all and then like hopefully they add some new characters in the future. So I mean undoubtedly they will.
Yeah, well yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But I started playing Griftlands, which I didn't even know about this game until a couple days ago when I heard on NVC, I think it was Tom Marks, said he like loves this game and it's one of his games of the year. And it's very much like Slay the Spire. And it's made by Clay, who, I mean, Clay is not one of my top five developers, but they did Mark of the Ninja, which I really, really love. And they did Don't Starve, which is a game that I can never get myself to play for a long time. But I always enjoy my first run before I buy it again on another console. I think I own it on three different consoles. So I did buy it. And I did try it. And I'm going to talk about it more next week. I'm not going to get too much into it today. But I will say that if you love Slay the Spire, you will be interested in Griftlands. But you may not necessarily love Griftlands. It really shows you how execution of a concept really matters. And no matter how many games copy that concept, there is something so particular and so detailed that makes one game way better than the other. I'll continue on and see if I can talk you into it.
Not yet. I'm not there yet, but I could be. I mean, we only got, 12 more days to Skyward Sword.
Exactly, and that's why I did grab it. Usually I put these kind of games on my wish list and just wait for a sale, but this time around I was like, look, I got this little gap before Skyward Sword. I don't really have anything. It's been a while since I had a Switch game I was really excited about. I've played a lot of games lately that I was like, I'm just gonna play it to do it, and this one I was actually really excited about. So hopefully it hits the mark until Skyward Sword. But I'm excited that we're both going to end up playing Skyward Sword at the same time.
I'll probably start right away. Yeah, day one.
Did you see the video with the quality of life improvements?
You sent it, and I was intrigued by it. Yeah, yes. Quality of life stuff.
I mean, I'm excited to play Skyward Sword, and I keep saying, God, I'm gonna lose my steam and not want to play it because of Fee and how annoying it can be. And then they put this video out, and I'm like, okay, we're playing it, because that's the only reason that was the only thing that was ever going to stop me.
Yeah, like I said, this is one of the few Zelda games that I've only played once, so I don't remember it too much. I'm excited to play through it again. At first, I was not even going to get it, but I'm all in.
Yeah,
which makes me realize that my Joy-Con should be coming soon as well. Kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
You get it?
I was not able to procure them, but if I see them available, I'll probably get them. But I'm really not trying that hard. They won't look great on my red Switch.
What about? Did you get the Amiibo?
No, I wasn't. That one I want, and I think there's going to be a lot on launch day. That's how Nintendo handles them. Yeah. Even their last round of Smash Brothers ones were really hard to pre-order, and then there was a bunch on opening day. So I'm just going to go to Best Buy when they open and hopefully just grab one of those. But if I don't get the Joy-Cons, then I'll live with myself. But yeah, I'm excited. And remember, like, Chris Tales comes out on July 20th.
What's that one?
That is the RPG where you kind of mess with the past and the future as part of the battle system. Looks really cool. There's a demo, but I just don't want to play the demo. I just want to go into it fresh. And then July 27th is Ace Attorney. So there's just so much coming up in July. And this is kind of the beginning all the way through the end of the year where there's just new release after new release after new release that I'm like excited for. And we're going to kick it off here in like 12 days now. Wow.
I know. I thought I said shit's happening fast. Right.
Speaking of new games, Mario Golf, our golf league started today. Why don't you tell us what people need to do? If you've signed up.
If you signed up, go to the Discord channel. I pinned a bunch of messages. I think there's three pictures that I posted. So the first one was the rule sheet, which kind of talks about an overview of the entire season. So there, it breaks down into weekly play, tournaments, and playoffs. So for weekly play, can we just say, time out for a second, 36 fucking people has signed. God bless you all. Thank you. I already am nervous about how I'm going to manage this thing, but I'm excited. 36 people. That's amazing. This is by far the most we've ever had, John, for anything. so I'm excited.
36. Does that include me?
Includes you and me. So weekly play. So every week I'm going to be posting a screenshot of the rules for that match. That's going to be early talk about pretty much, you know, what golf mode we're playing, what character you can use or can't use, what course, what tees, what's wind. It's just trying to have all the rules for that week. You will see that posted. Once you play, you can play the course, 100 times if you want. Once you're happy with your best one, you need to go on Discord, private message me a screenshot of your scorecard. Then your score is going to be compared to everyone else's submission. And it's going to be kind of like Mario Kart, where, first place gets 100 points all the way down to 36th place. And I also posted in Discord, it's a pinned message. If you can't find it, the points break down. You start at 100 all the way down. John, I'm actually going to go one by one and tell you how many points. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
I was not surprised.
No, but it starts at 100 points all the way down to 13 points for last place. So go on Discord if you want to see how that breaks down. And the interesting part is we're not going to have any tiebreakers, right? Because I'm frankly not going to try to figure that out. So for example, if three people shoot the lowest rounds, that's 190 and 80 points. We're just going to combine those. That's 270 points, and we're going to divvy those up between three people. So the first three people get 90 points each. That's how we're going to do it. We're not going to try to do, you know, a longest drive competition to see who wins. But yeah, that's every week. So every week you're going to be doing those things. And then again, we talked about that there'll be tournaments thrown on throughout the week, which we'll talk about in our episodes. And then I'm just going to say this last part for playoffs. 16 people will make the playoffs. So only 50% of the people that signed up. And once you make those playoffs, those will be online, kind of a 1v1 style, more information to come. But week one, John, let me go over really quick. If you guys have signed up, here's what you're looking for. You're going to be playing regular standard golf mode, stroke play. For week one, there's no restrictions on your characters. If you want to use a me, use a me. I'm trying to open it up to even playing field so far because the game's been out for a week. People might not have the star characters unlocked yet, and their me might be their best player. So if you want to use the me, use the me. Use the me. We're going to play Bonnie Greens. We're going to do the bat tees with light wind. And we're going to allow power shots. And now you have to submit your score by Saturday, July 10th by midnight. So pretty much just submit it before you go to bed Saturday night. That's all I'm asking. I'm not a stickler for midnight on the dot. Just when I wake up Sunday morning, I want to be able to do my calculations and be done with it. Yeah. That's it. Now, guys, all I'm going to say is I know this is a long lead, 8 weeks, right? If you decide that you're going to start dropping out or get tired, just keep in mind there are random drawings at the end of the season, which means the more times you play, you're guaranteed points, which means you have a better chance of winning that random prize drawings at the end of the year. And we're doing at least two random winners. So it's a no-brainer not to at least play and submit, even if it's a crappy score or whatever it might be. But yeah, Mario Golf League, John. I mean, there's not really much more to say. Yeah. It's here. We're in the heat of it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I need to get some gold clubs. But
you need some gold clubs.
I feel like I'm not ready there, but there's plenty of time. I'm, you know.
There is.
That's super, yeah. Just go, man. We got it.
Speaking of golf and TV, have you ever watched Holy Moly?
Is that a TV show or a movie? It's a TV show.
It's by far one of the best TV shows on television right now. You need to go look it up. I think you can watch them on Hulu, seasons 2 and 3. They're on season 3 right now. It's, you know the show Wipeout?
Yeah.
It's, think of Wipeout, but mini golf.
Oh, and nice.
It's 1v1, and you guys are competing against each other in mini golf and obstacle courses combined. You have to do the obstacle course. If you like fall in the water, it's like a penalty stroke. It's amazing. It's one of the best shows on television.
So I need to, is it family friendly, I assume?
Oh, yeah. My kids are obsessed with it.
Okay. we did... We're catching up on the Lego Masters, yep. New season, and then we just finished the third episode. I told you of Mysterious Benedict Society, and they liked that show, The Floor Is Lava, which I think was a Netflix show.
So yeah, if they liked that, they're gonna love Holy Moly. I'm telling you, they don't even have to like golf; just watch it.
Yeah. No, it's, I can see golf. It'll be fun. We'll give it a try.
Give it a go. Let me know. That's your homework.
All right.
What else?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got everything kind of out of the way this week on The Betwixt. I think it's time we just have a little dad talk. I had a crazy dream last week and culminated into some like dad stuff. I just kind of wanted to tell a little story here. But first of all, let me tell you about this dream. And this might be just like, this is not a dream you have as a kid, right? This is like dad anxiety dream. I had a dream. I was in the car with my son, and he had been a little bit persnickety, like, you know, Cedric, do this, Cedric, do that, and he's not doing it, and he didn't have his seatbelt on. Ooh. And in my dream, I told him, I go, Cedric, you got to put your seatbelt on. And he looks at me and he goes, how much are you going to pay me?
Oh boy.
And he wouldn't put his seatbelt on. And in my dream, I started getting like enraged, and I was like, Cedric, put your seatbelt on. I was like yelling at him. And he just would not do it. And it was a nightmare because it's kind of like, what happens when your kids don't listen to you? I like to think that if your kids aren't listening to you, you've probably done something wrong as a parent. And it might be a deeper issue. But man, when you're having an anxiety dream and your kid's not putting their seatbelt on in the car, what do you do? So anyway, it kind of culminated in, I mean, my kids have been home from school for, oh God, a month and a little bit, 5-6 weeks or so. But I know a lot of kids East Coast or whatever, like, are just out of school. When did your kids get out of school?
Like the last week of June. My daughter, here's a stat. She hasn't even started summer camp yet.
Wow. Oh, she's going to do summer camp?
Summer camp starts Tuesday.
So here's the thing, and I've had this has been tricky for me for the last several summers, is how do you keep your kids busy during the summer? I'm working from home. I will be working from home through the summer. How do you keep them busy at home, but at the same time, you're letting them have their summer fun, right? Like when I had summers, you know, my mom didn't tell me to like do anything, right? Summer was summer. I did nothing, but I didn't play video games all day. Like I would go meet my friend, go walk over. We took the aqueduct that connected our houses. Cool. Just that sort of thing. And how do you keep your kids busy? And so in the past, what I have done is I would put a little like 2 or 3 activities for the kids to do each day. And I'd make it fun, right? So I'd have all their names up on a whiteboard and I would say, oh, your job today is read 2 chapters of this book. And sometimes I would throw in like play the first level of this video game, maybe something I would think has some education value or just for fun, and learn how to make lemonade or, you know, like something like that.
OK, that's cool.
And that became harder for me because it was hard to come up with ideas every day.
That's it.
And so I've done like workbooks, like those just little like summer activity books.
Yeah, buy them. Yep.
Yeah. The problem is I have a hard time getting them to do it. Right. They kind of gets excited about it at first. And then it's like my son will be playing Fortnite all day. You know, just like they find something goofy to do and they just do it. And it's like, I want you to have a really fun time, but I need you to be a little productive. I want you to think a little bit about your education. I want you to think about reading.
Yeah.
I want you to just have a little bit. I need you to get a little bit productive. I can't have you being super unproductive. Yeah. And so my son, basically what happened was my son was playing way too many video games, and my other son had his laundry sitting on the floor all day long and didn't fold it. Ooh. So when I put them to bed, I saw it and I go, how long has that been there for? And he's like, oh, this morning. And it's like, you had all day and you didn't fold your laundry. So I got a little irritated. So I had told them if they're not being productive, we're going to go to the store and get them a workbook, because I hadn't before.
Yeah.
And so now they have their workbooks. And now I basically told them, hey, we're getting this workbook 1 month into the summer, but you still have to finish it by the end of the summer. This is what you've wrought. So
look at you putting the foot down.
Yeah. So question for you, Drew.
Yeah.
Your kids are a little younger.
Yep.
What do you do for the summer? Do you have any kind of summer rules? Let them go?
Well, they are younger, right? 4 and mm-hmm. 7. My daughter's going to the second grade, and my son's actually double years of preschool, because he has that September 4th birthday, so he gets screwed. So he's going to preschool again. But no, we actually did buy workbooks for them. My daughter, who's 7, she's really smart, and she loves school. She's mm-hmm. one of those that the first day we got it, we had to tell her to stop doing the workbook. Because she was like, literally 40% done, and we're like, she just did it for 3 hours straight, and you gotta stop. Like, go. Right. I had to say, go play with your toys. But no, they both go to summer camp, so it's a little different. My daughter goes to the YMCA, which is like kind of mm-hmm. like you talked about the other weekend, which is kind of like on the lake. They go swimming twice a day. There's a mini golf course there. They play, you know, volleyball. There's a playground. They do
the mini golf won you over, didn't it? I mean, that was like,
yeah, well, it's not the best mini golf course, but it's but anyways, they just do outdoor activities all day. So she has a blast. But no, that's a tough one. We do, you know, they'll read. We actually, my wife just signed them up. Our local library did a summer reading program where you signed up, and for every book that you read, you got like a lottery ticket into a prize basket, which was really cool. Mm. So we told them, like, hey, listen, the more books you read, like, the more toys you might win, you know. So like, that was really actually a cool idea. So we do that with them. But I mean, they're still young. I mean, we limit, like, they don't play video games without us, just because they're too young. So. Actually, I had to leave. My wife and daughter were playing Mario Golf together when I came upstairs. So they play a little bit. But yeah, my 4-year-old, you just give him a couple superhero toys and he'll play for 8 hours straight. So he's good. He's in a professional player. Like, I've never seen a kid play so good in my life. But yeah, a little bit different, but it's a great thing that I'm going to have to start thinking about as the kids get older. I really like the idea of the whiteboard thing, John, but like you said, you run out of ideas and time. But I like that idea. I thought that's clever.
Yeah, this part was never an issue. Even when I was doing the activities and stuff, like, yeah, they didn't, like, my son didn't have a TV and a PS4 in his room. Sometimes they would, like, use the iPads a little too much, but it was so easy to just take those away. But now they have iPads around. They have their own iPod Touch devices, mm-hmm. and there's the PS4. And it's not a problem with my daughter. Like she's like your daughter, right? She likes to draw. She'll draw all day.
Yeah.
And for us, we find that productive. Like,
It's a skill. Yep.
The skill. And she loves doing it. No big problem. My middle, Sebastian, he does things. He had gotten a book for the summer, Game Maker, a game maker tutorial, like, you know, the how they made Undertale and like a whole bunch of games that we played. And I was like, oh yeah, cool. Like, I want you to do programming and whatever, but he just wasn't super motivated. And then, you know, then he said the trial ran out, and it's like, oh, well, you guys have barely touched it. But like my older son, Cedric, like, he'll just pound himself in his room and play Fortnite. And, it's like, oh my God, we got to like stop it. So I've actually, like, this week I put some like rules on the Wi-Fi.
Uh-oh.
We changed the password on one of them just so he can't be playing it all day.
Did you tell him this?
I did. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it comes up at 7 a.m. It goes down at 8. So it's nothing like super strict. Yeah. They generally go to sleep now at like 9. So we just want to cut it out like an hour before they go to sleep, but it's really not strict. I should put some other windows in there, but you don't know when he's playing with his friends, so it gets tough. I just want you to be productive. Like, I'm not going to send you outside and say, go outside and play or whatever. Like, I just want everyone to have some sort of interest now, beyond just sitting playing a game.
Do you have like neighbors, kids that they're friends with and stuff like that, or not really?
They do, but like nowadays, like maybe in this area too, like kids are not always just playing outside like they used to.
I agree with that. I mean, your boys are old enough now that they could say, all right, go outside and make sure you check back in an hour or two. Right. I mean, you live in a neighborhood where that's safe to do. So, but I agree, like, that doesn't happen. Like, I used to, in the summer, my mom would go to work. I would go outside for 8 hours and I'd come back to 8 hours when it was dinner time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, that's just what you did.
Right.
It is different atmosphere, different time for sure.
Right. Yeah. It's like you don't want to force something. Like, that's awesome. Like, that your daughter like loves doing the workbooks and like likes to read. There was a time when my son Sebastian like loved to read, but now it's like it's a little more painful. It's a little you have to kind of like force it a little more. Mm. And then so now I have these workbooks and I'm like, okay, you need to do one chapter per week. You know, there's like 20 lessons. It's just like, I just need you working on this stuff or whatever. So when school comes, you know, you're not completely have forgotten all your math and that sort of thing.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. All right. I find it, when it comes down to me and my wife, I find it extremely difficult to yell at my kids. I am like a bad parent when it comes to that. Not that I baby them, but like, I hate yelling at my kids.
Right.
I mean, are you or the wife more of the, you know, the yeller at the kids?
Right. I wouldn't classify it as that.
Yeah.
I will get like stern. I'll do the dad voice.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, guys, you know, or something like that.
I hear you.
My wife won't do that. She will keep saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And she gets frustrated. And then sometimes she gets frustrated and then I sense it. So I do the dad voice.
Yes.
And then she might actually say to me, like, that was a bit mean or something like that. And I'm just
someone's got to do it. Same boat. You know, it's tough because everyone has different patience. Everybody, me and my wife are pretty patient people, but some days you're just having a bad day or you don't want to put up with it. Mm-hmm. And you could read off your significant other, right? And it's like, you know what? Let me step in and control the kids tonight because my wife doesn't have the patience. And sometimes it's vice versa. Right. But there's nothing, nothing worse than snapping at your kid when they really didn't do anything that bad. And it happens to every parent. It just happens. You know? It
absolutely does. Yeah. Most of the time when a parent yells, it's their own frustration, not that was deserved. You can see it.
And sometimes it's little things like, you know, it's not even a big deal, but it happens.
Right, you see a little wrapper on the ground, and you're just like, I've told you guys to stop. it's, you know, but you do have to, like, be really careful with, you know, you let your inner frustration out. Yeah. And it has, like you said, it has nothing to do with what your kid did. It's just, like, you're frustrated, or maybe you're having a bad day. And, like, I know I've raised my voice more when I'm working on I'm having trouble with what I'm working on and the kids are being a little noisier than usual. And they're not really even that noisy ever.
Yeah.
Then if like I'm having a good day and I'm just like, hey, guys, you know, I just lower your voice a little bit, you know, versus would you shut up? It's hard to push your kid in a direction of you know, hey, you're getting older. You got to start thinking about what do you want to be when you get older? And, you know, this is now your age where you want to be productive with something. We've always had problems with my oldest. He got into robots for a while. So just like as early, just as recent as last Christmas, we got him a bunch of robot kits and, you know, wiring stuff. Not, it was like Arduino type kind of stuff, but a little easier. And yeah, it's like it lasted a few days or whatever. He built a couple of them and then that was like it. Like he, it's not, nothing's, we can't find anything to capture him. He did Legos when he was much younger, but he doesn't really care for that anymore. You know, it's tough. It gets tougher when they get older. And with my kids anyway, it's gotten tougher as they've gotten older. And it's mostly with my two boys, but like, yeah, my middle son has a shelf full of, like Rubik's cubes, not just Rubik stuff, but like just all different kinds of cubes.
Yeah,
He's got 7x7s, 6x6, 5x5s, 4x4s. He knows how to solve all of them.
Wow.
He went through a phase where he would just constantly bring one with him to school. When he's in the car, he'd be like flicking around with it. And then like, you know, kind of the, I think pandemic kind of took it away a little bit just because he wasn't in school or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like one day you're just like, God, he doesn't like play with the cubes anymore. You know, like, no, I missed it. Like that was his thing.
Yep.
But as kids get older, they get into different things. But when I was a kid, I got into computers when I was young, and then that was it for the next 37 years. So I was easy. I've been playing video games since I was a kid, sure. Mm-hmm. But that's the same thing. 37 years. I haven't changed much.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I agree. Nintendo, and golf. Yep.
Mm. Nintendo it. And golf. And now we got a golf league.
That's it. For Nintendo.
So it's tricky. I'd be curious to know what other dads do, especially if you're working from home still or have been, and you know, how do you maintain the peace? And like I said, it's gotten worse. It's gotten more difficult as they've gotten older. In some ways. In some ways, it's gotten easier. They are generally quieter as they've gotten older,
too. Yeah, that's true. See, so one thing that's gotten harder is, like, especially in the summer, we say, you know, my teachers go to bed even, like, 7:15, 7:30 during school nights because they had to wake up early. But now it's summer. It's like you let them stay up a little bit later. So they're about 8:15. The problem is, John, like, that's my alone time. My alone time is shrinking. And you know me, I go to bed around 10, you know, on the weekends maybe a little bit later. But, you know, during the week, I try to be in bed before 10 because I wake up so early. So now I only have like an hour or an hour and a half to myself, and I don't like it, John. I don't like it.
I thought you meant your alone time with Amy.
Well, yeah, we watch a TV show or whatever it is, but now we only really have time. We watch like one TV show or so, and then it's like, I guess we'll go to bed.
Okay. I've had the exact same problem. We have our kids used to go to sleep at 8. Now they go to sleep at 9. But now like we've been wanting to watch Into the Heights, and it's just too long to squeeze in and runs too late. And, you know, we want to start watching The Sopranos over again because the movie's coming out in the fall. And it's like each show is about an hour. And it's like, it takes up way too much of the much more limited time that we have.
Yeah. But now, your kids pretty independent, right? I mean, do they still stay in their rooms? Or do you guys try to do family time at 8 o'clock? Or no, not really.
Oh, my God. I mean, like on a given weekend day, we make breakfast in the morning. And then everyone kind of goes to their room. I go to my office where I have my Xbox. My wife goes to her computer and she's doing something. And then we meet up for lunch. And then Hamel goes, you know, see you for dinner. And even after dinner, it's like my dinner times now, like work. And then we have dinner like during the week. And then after dinner, I go to my office and I'm usually in my office for like 2 to 3 hours playing some Xbox game or watching the Met game or whatever. And then that's it until, you know, Netflix time.
Whatever happened to your basement board game setup?
They
gone.
We played a lot of Exploding Kittens at the cabin a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But it's hard to get them. I want to play one game. They want to play a different game. It's like it's hard to agree.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, we don't have a game is the problem. There's like some game nobody likes. And then like my daughter would rather draw and Cedric would rather go play Fortnite or something. And
can't win.
We can't find a game. We need a game.
I can't help you there really.
I wanted it to be Settlers of Catan. Like,
okay.
I wanted it to be that game. And, I liked it the first game, but they haven't played with me since. So I might need to get like a local dad group or something to play. Because nobody wants to play.
Mm. Yeah, well.
I don't know.
That's all I got. You got anything else?
No, that's it. I'll try to give an update on these workbooks next week. But
all right. God bless
you. Good luck. Yeah, it's tough. Your kid, how old are your kids again? They're 7 and 4 or 8?
Seven and four.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how as they age.
Yes, Evan will be 5 in September, but yeah, he's just gives him toys and he'll play with. And so he's like you said, Zoe sounds a lot like your daughter. She'll call her or do whatever. She's pretty easy.
Yeah.
All right. Alrighty, sounds good.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Mario Golf League. Go play. Starwood Swords coming out soon. Good time to be a Nintendo fan and a Dads of the Dark fan.
It really is. I'm almost tempted to bring my Switch up to our 4th of July gathering this evening and like just get my round of golf through. I'm tempted. I'm a little tempted.
A couple of Joy-Cons you have to play outside.
I'll go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom. Take me a little bit. All right, man.
All righty, that was fun.
Have a good rest of the weekend, and take us away, Sadie.
The Dads After Dark show is a part of the Nintendo Dads family of podcasts. You can subscribe to us anywhere podcasts are available, including iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Be sure to join us on the Nintendo Dads Discord in the Dads After Dark show channel for some naughty After Dark talk. Follow us on Twitter at NDadsAfterDark. Ask us a question, and we may answer it on the show. That's all for tonight. Good night, Dads. Sweet dreams.